Welcome to Mysterious Universe, Season 29, Episode 21. Coming up on this show is Puzzle Possessions, Group Yoga Spirit Invasions, and the Intergenerational Bear Entities. I'm your host, Aaron Wright. On the show alone today, unfortunately, because Ben's come down with a case of really bad man flu. In fact, I saw on Tuesday for the Plus Show, he was looking a little bit under the weather, and he managed to get through that show, but sadly, he's just gotten worse. He texted me first thing this morning and said, I'm really sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make it in. I'm so sick, I can't even drive. So he should be better in a couple of days and we'll be back next week for a full show. But it did come down to deciding what we're going to do for today's show. And we've had some technical issues in the office as well with our internet, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. But essentially, we were actually discussing whether or not we put out a show. But we have to put something out because the show must go on. So if you're a regular listener of Mysterious Universe, this is just going to be very short. I do apologize. We will return for a full show next week. But for this show, I'm just going to give you a little taste, a little introduction into the incredible new perspective on spirit possession that I've got coming up in our Plus extension. Now, I've been working on this for a couple of weeks. I've had it on the back burner and I thought, well, today is the time to actually get in front of the microphone and talk about this. This is just a really strange way of looking at the concept of spirit possession, entity attachments, and associated phenomena. Sometimes, you know, it's referred to as replacement, reincarnation, you know, those sorts of things come up. I'm going to go into some of the most extreme examples of that, the most unusual examples of that in our Plus extension. So for our Plus subscribers, there's a lot coming up. Now, if you want to hop on Plus, head over to mysteriousuniverse.org/plus. All the details are there. It's only $9 a month. It gives you an ad-free version of the show, high bitrate feed, extensions on the regular shows that we do usually, exclusive Plus show every single week. And of course, Max members get full access to our entire back catalog. There's over a decade worth of content there. So now if you, you know, want to go back and check that out, now is the time to go and do that. But if you are already a Plus subscriber, stick around because I want to get into this incredible book that I picked up that it's been on the out for a little while, but it really does give a whole new perspective on entity attachment and possessions. But before we do that, let me set the scene for you. So you may be familiar with the story of Lawrence Venom. This is a case that was investigated by Frederick Myers back, and it was published posthumously in his book back in 1903. I think the book was Human Personality and Survival After Death. And this is something that has actually been looked at in great detail by Adam Crabtree. So I'm going to go into his book in the Plus extension as well. But the gist of the story with Lawrence Venom is it's classically known as potentially being a replacement reincarnation case or a direct spirit possession case. Because what happened was it was the summer of 1877 and this poor young girl, Lawrence, was only 14 years old. She'd had a relatively normal life up until that point when she suddenly started experiencing these horrible fits. Like she would have these convulsive fits that would sometimes cause her to lapse into unconsciousness. It made her extremely ill. And of course, people in the town started to become concerned about her, rightfully so. This particular case is also known as the Watseka Wonder. So this is the town Watseka in Illinois. But essentially, as this poor girl became sicker and sicker and sicker, it seems like she passed away. She passed into this state of unconsciousness. She was in a bad way. And there was a local spiritualist who came in with a Dr. Stevens. Now, this Dr. Stevens, because Lawrence started describing what appeared to be entities speaking to her, voices that were coming through. This is before she died. And I say died in inverted commas because she didn't necessarily pass away in the conventional sense. She was feeling so ill that this Dr. Stevens was conducting hypnotherapy upon her, an early example of hypnotherapy. Now, of course, around this time, the mid to late 1800s, mesmerism had morphed into hypnotism and the idea of multiple personalities, second personalities, second spirits, that kind of stuff was starting to pick up a lot of attention. And this was readily being investigated by psychical researchers all around the world. But with Lawrence, she was describing bad entities that were coming through. And at one point, Dr. Stevens had said, well, look, can you bring an entity in that can protect you? A good entity, a good spirit, if you can. And she said, oh, yes, I can. And she started running off the names of these alleged good spirits. And one of the names that came up happened to be a Mary Roth. Now, Mary Roth is the daughter of a man who was sitting in the regressions. So the father, Mr. Roth, he actually had heard about what was happening to Lawrence and had brought in Dr. Stevens. He was a spiritualist, and because Lawrence was descending into this horrible state of what appeared like she was going to have to be put into a mental facility. And mental facilities back then, they're still bad now, but even back then were truly horrific. So Mr. Roth, out of genuine concern for this young girl, brought in this hypnotist, Dr. Stevens, to see if they could work out exactly what was going on. And with these spirits that were coming through, and particularly Mary Roth, it was described by Lawrence that Mary Roth could come through and protect her. And that's exactly what happened, because it seems like as she passed into unconsciousness and then came out of it once again, she was now possessed by the spirit of Mary Roth, who lived a couple of suburbs over and had died a decade earlier. And apparently this was approved by the father, because the father, while sitting on this session, had said, oh, well, yes, of course, I would love to hear from my daughter. It would be great to speak to her. And the reason why this case stands out is because Lawrence, who is now Mary, had knowledge that only Mary could. This is why these sorts of cases stand out. This is why these cases are often cited as being examples of, you know, the spirit surviving physical death, of reincarnation and spirits actually existing, because she was able to identify members of the family that Lawrence wouldn't have known. She knew their nicknames, you know, she knew details that she just simply could not have known. But the idea that's been put forward here is that this isn't necessarily a traditional spirit possession, in that the spirit of Mary Roth just happened to be floating around waiting a decade to come in and possess this 14-year-old girl. No, it's something entirely different. It's something that lines up with the idea of split personalities, multiple personality disorders, soul fracturing, astral body fracturing, all of which I'm going to explain as we go into the plus extension. But in this particular case, when this spirit, again, in inverted commas, came through as Mary, she'd agreed to stick around for about 3 months so that the original spirit of Lawrence could recover. And that's seemingly exactly what happened. She did stick around for 3 months. She, again, passed out into unconsciousness. So when she came through, the original personality of Lawrence came back in. So with this in mind, the suggestion here, and this is supported by people, you know, this had been researched in great detail by people like Adam Crabtree and also another, you know, wealth of researchers in this field. You've got people like Frederick Dodgson, who has described in his book something similar in Clearing Entities. And of course, you know, there's the great works of people like Dr. Edith Theore and William James Baldwin. Well, it seems like perhaps that the spirit of Mary Roth had been suggested to go into this young girl, Lawrence. But it's not what you think, because you go, oh, well, if it's some kind of, you know, suggestion, hypnotic suggestion that's been put in, how did she know all these intimate details? How did she have all of this knowledge? Well, it seems like in some way, maybe there is some type of influence that's coming from the people around them that is etheric. It's like an element of Mary was still attached to the father, and that has somehow transferred into Lawrence in a kind of attachment, an entity attachment that's so often cited in a lot of this work. So I'm going to go into that in great detail in our plus extension coming up in a moment. I'm going to answer a lot of the questions about this, and we're going to look at some extreme examples of where people have actually not just encountered disincarnated spirits that try to possess them, but their own personalities generate spirits that break off and possess themselves and cause a whole heap of ruckus and destruction in their lives. We're going to talk about intergenerational entities that are associated with bear spirits that come in and follow a paternal lineage and almost destroy a man's life before we get into cases of crystalline ego shattering. It's really unusual stuff. Some of the most extreme examples of this kind of thing that I've ever uncovered before. All of that is coming up if you're a Plus subscriber. If you're a regular listener, I do apologize, but we will be back next week. But for Plus members, it's all coming up for you right after this. Stick around. I'll see you very soon. Extension. Thank you so much.